we found that for all doctors under the age of 50, doctors are dying at twice the rate in 2021 and 2022 compared to 2019 and 2020. So that's since the rollout of the COVID vaccines, they're dying at double the rate. When you look at doctors under the age of 40, they're dying at five times the rate this year compared to the pre-vaccine rollout. And doctors under the age of 30 are dying at eight times the rate compared to the pre-vaccine rollout era. And this is really where, you know, we see the deaths in medical residents and young doctors, doctors who had just graduated, because we know that, you know, all the medical schools in Canada had implemented and forced on their medical students and medical residents COVID vaccine mandates. They all had to be fully up to date on their vaccinations so that they could work in the hospital or rotate through the hospital. So what you see in the data, which is very robust, is that as you get younger in age, the mortality rate skyrockets since the rollout of the vaccines. McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, had actually put out a statement on Twitter saying that this past summer, they lost three of their young medical residents. They had died suddenly or unexpectedly. Their ages were 25, 27, and 32 in a single medical school. I'd never heard of anything like this in my entire career. I've spoken to other doctors, Dr. Charles Hoff, Dr. Stephen Malthouse. They'd never heard of anything like this either.
Did they mention any cause of death for those young doctors?
They didn't, no. But that's been the pattern throughout this, you know, rollout of the vaccines, is that when they do announce doctor deaths, they never announce their vaccine status or any possible connection to the vaccines. But we've actually put together a team, and we've put together a database which of 1,800 doctor deaths, Canadian doctor deaths for the past 4 years. And so we've tried to find every Canadian doctor death that we could find so that we can analyze and actually compare to previous years. 1,000 of those entries are actually from the Canadian Medical Association's own website. They have an in memoriam page that they used to update very regularly. Now, what we realized is that they've been deleting entries from their in memoriam page quietly, especially in the years 2019 and 2020. So we had to use the Wayback Machine to capture data that they had deliberately deleted.
The amount, you know, it seems like, I mean, at this point, it's probably millions of women all over the world in different Facebook groups that eventually get shut down, or Reddit groups, which I look at a lot. And it seems like commonly what I hear the most is women having nonstop bleeding, sometimes for months since they've gotten the vaccine. Some of them have ridiculous clots that they've never seen before, and large ones. Women who have stopped bleeding altogether, they've stopped their period. Some women have said they haven't had a period for over a year since they've gotten the shot, which I don't see how that could be healthy. And other women who are in their 30s who have already started menopause.
Gone down to 10,000. It's only supposed to be 0.02. It's too high to even read. I'm already a block away. Ring in is very bad. 14,000. There's more coming up. Look, all the way up on that roof. 18,000, 15,000. I won't even read it. Look, 5G radiation. No joke.
These people are full of the devil. These people can't even be reasoned with. These are not people that you can talk to, and they already have given their soul to the devil. Are you with me? These people go through seances. These people drink blood. These people sacrifice children. Somebody said they don't do that. They sacrifice children at the highest levels in Hollywood. They drink blood of young kids. This is a fact. That's why the next thing to be exposed will be all the pedophilia that's going to come out of Hollywood and come out of Washington, D.C. The human sacrifice and the cannibalism has been going on for years. Somebody said, oh, they don't do that. It's worse than what you think. You remember when the whole spirit cooking thing came out? That's commonplace, ladies and gentlemen. And many of the Hollywood actors that you go see on a screen, what you don't know, they bring a witch. They do a big seance right there on the set, and they worship devils, and they allow devils to come into them before they take the part of what they're going to act. It's a fact what I'm telling you.
Madonna on a cross. P. Diddy on a cross. Nas on a cross. DaBaby on a cross. Lil Dicky on a cross. Tupac on a cross. Lady Gaga with a nun outfit on that has an upside down cross. Katy Perry acting like she's burning in flames with a demon behind her with a cross on her chest. Lil Uzi Vert and Playboi Carti performing on stage with an upside down cross in back of them. Kendrick Lamar with a crown of thorns. SNL pretending to give a lap dance to Jesus. Lil Nas X with Satan. Lil Nas X with a Satan shoe, where it has the verse Luke 10:18 on it, where it talks about Satan falling like lightning. Megan Thee Stallion pretending to be a demon. How did we get to the point where demon time was cool? How do we get so separated from God that we forgot that there was a God? How can human beings get so blemished in their mind that they forget that there's eternity after this life? How can you be so numb? Why do all these people mock Christ? Because in the Word of God, it says that the devil is the god of this world. So if the devil is the god of this world, then that means everything in this world is going to lead you away from God. The music that you listen to, the TV that you watch, is all getting more and more corrupt. It's like every artist that comes out has to be crazier than the prior artist that came out before. They continue making money off of people being fools. And the enemy laughs about it because many of you are being brainwashed and getting further and further away from God. They could talk about killing on the radio, killing on TV, all kind of sexual activity to brainwash you to take you further away from God. But the moment we start talking about God, we get banned. I've been banned 5 times for doing nothing but talking about truth and talking about God. Yet they don't mind putting half-naked women in your face and guys waving guns all around. What has the world come to? It's come to a world full of wickedness and a world that is getting further and further away from God. But the good thing about that is the more dark it gets, the more people are able to see the light that penetrates. So my voice and many other children of God's voices will be heard. Because in the midst of all the wickedness, in the midst of all the corrupt, people will begin to wake up and see that there's real evil that is surrounding them. And when you realize there is real evil, you realize that there is a real devil. And when you realize there is a real devil, you realize that there is a real God. And if you realize there is a real God, you know that there is really eternity. Get your eternity right. Get right with Christ. Seek the Lord. Find truth. It's time for light to take over. Amen. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. I love you guys. God bless.
Don't have to go a minute without the grace of God empowering you to walk in holiness. You don't have to go a minute on your own. The Holy Spirit wants to come alongside you and fight against the sin nature. The Holy Spirit wants to strengthen you under temptation. You invite that strength. You invite that grace. You partner with the Holy Spirit in subjecting the flesh through prayer. When we don't pray, we're pointing our finger in the Holy Spirit's face and saying, I don't need you today. I can do it in my own strength. But when we pray, we're saying, welcome, Holy Spirit. Help me overcome the sin nature.
But man, look, if you don't know Jesus, if you're not serving Jesus, if your life is not fully, completely given over to him, I just really encourage you, man. There is nothing in this world that is going to keep you satisfied. Nothing, not one single thing can you find out there in the darkness that's going to even remotely compare to the peace and the love and the joy and the emotion that God gives us on a daily basis. It doesn't mean that we're not going to still mess up and really just have bad days and bad moods, because y'all know, if y'all know me personally, I'm the worst, man. But I know that God is faithful and he is full of so much goodness. And every day we want to be more like him, let him live through us more. That's our heart. So I just want to encourage you, give your heart to God. Let him just love you with an everlasting love that you've never known. We're here at the National Monument here in Jakarta. Just give a message here. Just really want you guys to know that with God, all things are possible. And without him, man, you're not going to get very far. All right? Humble yourself inside of God. He will lift you up. I'll see you guys next time.
This video was shared by Nardan S., who was also on a nightly trip home. It is suspected that Nardan was traveling on a trike or similar motor vehicle of some sorts. And all that is known is that the forest leads through a pretty notorious haunted part of town. He wrote that he saw somebody standing in the distance, which made him quite uneasy. But eventually he drove past and captured something extremely creepy. The strangest and most scary part of this recording is the fact that whoever is standing on the side of the road in some sort of white cloth does not seem to have a face. It's just a head without any human features. So I don't think that it is that far-fetched for the driver to think that he was capturing a ghost on his camera at the time. Who can say for sure though?
Satan deceives the whole entire world. We're told this in scripture, and it's true. Realizing that is kind of hard at first. The more you walk with Jesus Christ, it becomes easier. You can trust in Jesus. Giri Alfi is an actor from Israel. They do one-eye symbolism in Israel as well. He's doing the Eye of Horus, darkening one of his eyes utterly. He's using a microphone to darken one of his eyes utterly, doing one-eye symbolism here as well. He's dressed up as the devil. Dinosaurs are a hoax. I'm aware of Leviathan and Behemoth. They're not dinosaurs. Alice in Chains have a song called The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here. In his social media, he posts about Messiah mints. Save your breath. Yes, let's take light of God's sacrifice for us, his death, burial, and resurrection on the cross. The most important thing to life. The only way for forgiveness and salvation. And Giri says in his quote, he's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy. He's wearing a NASA shirt and he's out in fake space. God bless you, everyone.
¿Qué te pasa?
Aquí tengo en mi ojo, veo como nublado en este ojo.
¿Crees que el Señor lo haga?
Amén. Claro que sí, lo creo. Amen,
it's the power of God on your eye. Power of God on your eye. Power of God on your eye. ¿Qué te sientes ahora?
Siento paz, siento la presencia del Espíritu Santo.
In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús. En el nombre de Jesús. Cierra los ojos. En el nombre de Jesús. En el nombre de Jesús. Ok, mira.
Estoy viendo bien.
¿Perdón?
Sí, veo bien.
Mira, ¿cómo?
Sí, veo bien.
Veo, ¿ves bien?
Sí, veo bien.
¿Qué fue el problema?
Se desprendió como una parte de atrás del ojo. No recuerdo el nombre, cómo se llama, pero esa parte quedaba como móvil y era lo que hacía que no alcanzara a ver. Veía como una sombra. Hace un par de meses, en una visión, vi que un varón ponía mi mano sobre mi ojo y mi ojo sanaba.
So a few months ago you had a dream, un sueño o visión.
Una visión.
She had a dream, a vision, and she saw a man put his hand
on her eye, and she was healed. Hallelujah. Entonces, no estamos acá por caso. Estamos acá por gracia. ¿Y ahora cómo está?
Amén. Bien.
Amén.
Sana.
Que tengas más.
Amén.
Alguien dice, aleluya.
No veo. De este ojo y este me trasplantaron la córnea, pero me dan...
Do you believe that Jesus will do this?
Amen. Sí.
In the name of Jesus, close your eyes. In the name of Jesus. Okay, abre los ojos.
Okay, open your eyes.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Qué bueno. ¿Qué fue el problema y puedes traducir?
De nacimiento tenía queratocono y mi...
From the birth I have problems in my eye.
Mi córnea se hacía como punta y iba perdiendo la visión.
And my cornea was becoming like a little dot and I was losing my vision.
Y ya no veía en mi lado izquierdo.
And I couldn't see through my left eye.
Y en mi lado derecho me hicieron trasplante de córnea, pero también empezó a fallar la visión.
On my right eye, I had a cornea transplant and my eyesight started failing.
¿Hace cuánto tiempo no podías ver en tu ojo izquierdo?
Toda mi vida, desde niña.
¿Y ahora?
Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Now,
aleluya.
Mira, las letras.
Amén. Creo.
¿Esto? ¿Cuál letra?
¿Qué letra es?
E.
I.
L.
L.
Está bien.
I. E. V E O N L I.
Aleluya.
For me.
Y el ojo derecho.
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 The right eye.
¿Cómo está?
How is it?
Oré por izquierdo. Ahora el derecho.
I prayed for the left one.
Bien.
Now the right one.
¿Cómo está el derecho?
How is it with the right one?
Bien. Bien, amén.
Pero tuviste problemas.
Tuve problemas, pero ya no. Amén. Amén.
Sabes que yo oré por el izquierdo.
Do you know that I only prayed for your left eye?
Pero el Señor sanó el otro también.
But the Lord healed the other one too.
¿Y qué color?
What color is it?
Rojo.
Blanco.
Blanco. Okay.
Okay. ¿Qué color?
Rojo. Red. Okay. Negro.
Black.
Negro.
Este.
Rojo.
Este.
Negro.
Black.
Este.
Blanco.
Amén. Aleluya.
Amén. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Okay, ¿quién te sanó?
Jesucristo.
Take me to you.